All right, so I'm going to have to ask about this tomorrow with New York. So here's a little preview of tomorrow's program. We'll give it to you. And I want you to weigh in on this at stevegruber.com. I'm going to do some polling right now. I need to know what your thoughts are. Fewer people taking fewer showers. Okay, so this is in DNYUZ. It's a New York deal. Robin Harper, an administrative assistant at a preschool on Martha's Vineyard, grew up showering every day. It's what you did, she said. But when the coronavirus pandemic forced her indoors and away from the general public, she started showering once a week. What? The new practice felt environmentally virtuous, she said. Practical and freeing, and it has stuck. Or it has stunk. One of the two. Don't get me wrong, said Miss Harper, 43, who has returned to work. I like showers, but it's one thing off my plate. I'm a mom. I work full time. It's one less thing I have to do. No! You're a mom. You work full time. People would appreciate it if you showered more than once a week. Just saying. The pandemic apparently upended the use of zippered pants. It did. I guess my zippered pants are obsolete. People changed their eating and drinking habits. Yes, they did more of both. There are now indications that it has caused some Americans to become more Spartan when it comes to a whole host of things. Parents have complained that their teenage children are forgoing daily showers after the British media reported on a YouGov survey that showed 17% of Britons had abandoned daily showers altogether. Yikes. Heather Whaley, a writing consultant and writer in Reading, Connecticut, said her shower use has fallen by at least 20%. Do I need to? Do I want to? The act of taking a shower became less a matter of function, a matter of doing something for myself that I enjoyed. Who doesn't like a good shower? Come on, people. You know, here's an indication. Two things. Number one, when the flies start following you around, it's time to hit the showers, all right? Number two, which probably should be number one, for the kids, here's a life lesson to live by. I know my kids listening right now. What are you not allowed to be? They've heard me say this a million times. What are you not allowed to be? The stinky kid at school. Take a shower, would you please? You're not allowed to be the smelly kid. And it had nothing to do with income or money when I went to school. They're just like, dude, really? I mean, do you ever clean the clothes? And I mean, your gym locker smells like two vats of ammonia. Clean up your act. People stop taking showers. It's environmentally conscious. Yeah, well, then, so are a lot of things. Stop using the toilet. You're wasting all that water. Think about it. People in the world don't have water while you're doing your business in it. I am so asking New York about this tomorrow. I am completely upset. Not showering.
Well, they said it's going to ruin the environment. You know, we're all going to die if I take a shower every day. The whole world's going to die.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Dopey Joe was out trying to explain the massive spending of trillions of dollars again on Wednesday. Dopey Joe, the president, he stepped in front of the cameras, all fired up and ready to go. And here's how he summed it up. Listen. If only he had taken a shower. If only he had taken a shower, that would have been solved. Did you miss what he said? Oh, you didn't hear? Listen to him again. Listen, I want you to hear him sum it up. Here it is again. Listen again.
Jill. Where am I? Why am I here?
Meanwhile, Dopey Joe, and I mean, honestly, if he was one of the seven dwarfs, what would you call the guy? Dopey, all right? That's who he'd be, all right? And he continues to try to talk and make sense, any sense at all of his proposed spending boondoggle, but here he is again, lost, and just lost. dangerously disconnected from the truth or the world or anything going on. I mean, the guy just, and listen, he's got teleprompters that have 2-foot font. I mean, he's got a Jumbotron teleprompter in front of him. And he still can't work through this. He can't work through this. Anyhow, bite five, here it is.
In 2020, more than 2.3 million restaurants jobs disappeared.
2 billion.
2.3 million restaurant jobs disappeared.
There's Jilly! Jilly! I can't get these numbers right. Jilly! Where are the dogs? Where are the dogs?
They went to Delaware, honey.
Oh, well, we are in Delaware.
Never mind, dear. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, 81 million people voted for that. Sure they did. Nobody watches. Nobody pays attention, but 81 million people voted for Joe Biden. Sure they did. You just keep telling yourself that. Let's see here. Craig Stiles is a guy I recommend to you if you're trying to get your finances in order, make some money, invest well. Do it in a different way. I don't care where you live. Write this number down, 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise Financial. Doing things differently in a way you've never seen before, asking you questions, digging deeper, not giving you something off the shelf, but creating a custom plan just for you. 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise are ready to help. Remember, tax day now, just a few days away, May 17th this year. We're going to take a quick break. You're on the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
Anytime a ballpark has been around since 1912, you're going to find plenty of traditions. Admittedly, I'm partial to Tiger Stadium. It debuted the same day as Fenway Park. But the Boston ballpark gets more recognition and fanfare. It's unique in many ways, and players love the nostalgia. The 37-foot green monster in left, the pesky pole in right that is just 302 feet away from home plate, the triangle in center, and when it was first built, the stadium featured a hill in left called Duffy's Cliff. Perhaps the most unique amenity is the ability for visiting players to go inside the monster and sign the walls, the beams, and the doors there. I know firsthand how neat that is because I've signed the wall. It doesn't make me forget Tiger Stadium, but I just wish more ballparks, including Comerica Park, had something like it to create.